Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues talking about the idea of what is considered to be separate fields for Peah. And the Mishnah begins by using an interesting word. We know that a leopard, the animal, is called a nomer in Hebrew because of its spots. And therefore, our Mishnah uses a word to describe a spotted field, a field in which you harvested so the areas that became ripened first and left the areas that were not yet ripened. It's called hamenamer esadeu. He makes it into a namer. He makes it into a spotted area. Hamenamer esadeu, if he makes it spotty, his sada, vishier kolochim lachim, and he leaves behind, after harvesting those that became ripe first, he leaves behind stalks that are still moist, they're still not ripe. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, "No sein peah mikol echad v'echad. You give peah from each one separately. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim say, me'echad ala kol. You give from one on the entire area." Now, question is, what are Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim arguing about? Which areas? So some are of the opinion that what Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim are arguing about is the area that you leave behind, the kolachim lachim, when they subsequently ripen and you harvest them, Rabbi Akiva is saying that they are considered to be separate fields because of the nimur that has taken place before. And the Chachamim say, no, they're considered to all to be one. Others understand that what's being discussed actually is the initial harvesting of the ones that created the nimurim in the first place. And that the Rekiva is saying that you take from each area that you harvest first separately. And Chachamim say, no, they're all considered to be one. And then there's a third opinion that they're referring to both things, both all areas. When you first harvest and when you subsequently harvest, are those considered to be separate or all one? Now, Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Akiva, Chachamim who said that you consider all of the field to be one, they agreed to Rabbi Akiva, Bezorea Sheves Ochardol, B'Shloshim Mekomos, that if you plant Sheves, which is translated as dill, Ochardol, or mustard, in three different places, Shunos in Peah Mikol Echad V'Echad, that you would, in that instance, you would give Peah from each one separately. Even the Chachamim agreed to that, because it is the derech, it's the manner to plant these types of species in separate areas, and they are considered to be each one a separate sada, a separate field for the purposes of peah.